When shots ring out in a Bloomington Normal neighborhood, the victims are more than just those who are wounded or killed. GLT's Ryan Dunham reports on how neighborhoods are impacted by gun violence and why some residents are concerned that 2019 could be as bad as last year.
Police say violent crime is down in Bloomington. Doesn't feel that way to Misty Caldwell. Caldwell rents an apartment in the 800 block of East Washington Street in Bloomington where shots rang out in broad daylight on a Tuesday last month.
I was in the shower and I heard a boom, boom, boom. And I'm like, okay, that's not normal at this late in the afternoon. I'm like, what's going on? I look out my bedroom window and I see a whole bunch of police officers in our courtyard. And they're yelling at people to get down, get down, get down.
Caldwell says her 12-year-old daughter is scared. They want to move, but their lease isn't up until the fall.
It's very scary. In the years of me living in Bloomington, this is the worst it's ever been. I've not been that close before to an actual shooting.
2018 was the deadliest year for gun violence in Bloomington Normal in recent history, with 9 people shot and killed. 7 others were wounded by gunfire. But gun violence doesn't just impact those who are hit by the bullets. It's also the neighbors who call 911 after hearing gunshots. It's the gas station clerk working the late shift during a robbery. It's the victim who was robbed at gunpoint at a Clearwater Avenue apartment on the Near East Side January 28th. It impacts people like Misty Caldwell. Police did arrest 3 men in their early 20s in connection with the February 26th shooting on her street. Caldwell says she still wants to see more of a police presence in her area.
I'm just glad that my daughter was at school, because it was a nice day out. She could have been outside playing, and for all we know, a bullet could have accidentally hit her. Because once a bullet leaves a gun, there's no stopping it until it actually hits something.
Police say 2018 saw a spike in gun homicides, but not in overall gunfire incidents. Bloomington police say overall violent crime actually fell by 1% in 2018. There were 15 verified shots fired reports in Bloomington in 2018. That's down from 41 2 years ago. In Normal, police say the number of weapons-related offenses fell by 7% last year. There are many reasons for the disconnect between public perception and crime statistics. Same is true nationally. The Pew Research Center has found that surveys regularly show Americans believe violent crime is up nationally, even when the data show it's fallen sharply over the past quarter century.
There is a lag in public perceptions because these things are sticky.
That's Janet Lauritsen, Curator's Distinguished Professor of Criminology and Criminal Justice at the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Especially homicide and gun crime is something that can stick with you long after the rate has come down a bit. Imagine if there was a shooting in your own neighborhood on your street, and even if it was a one-time incident, it would bother perhaps you and other persons on that street for quite a long time before they would think that that risk is gone, even though statistically it might be reduced. And I wouldn't say it's unreasonable.
Brian Huffman of Bloomington lives just a few blocks away from Caldwell, where the February 26th gunfire incident happened. Her daughters attend nearby Washington Elementary School, which was put on lockdown while police investigated. Huffman herself grew up on nearby Grove Street. A lot of kids in the area, she says, and she's used to letting her girls walk down the street, go to the park.
Has never been an issue, but it's something I definitely think twice about now.
Huffman moved back to Illinois about 4 years ago. Now, partly due to the crime, she's thinking of leaving the state again. She also knows that the recent gunfire in Bloomington happened during the winter. Crime often increases in the warmer summer months.
You know, what's going to happen when we're all wanting to be outside?
Gun violence can also have economic implications. Karen Kinsella and her husband, Gerard Berthel, buy foreclosed residential property in Bloomington, rehab them, and then rent or sell them. He's an electrician. She does the cosmetics and design. The money they make is set aside for their retirement, or as Karen puts it,
it's our 401k.
They also take pride knowing that they're revitalizing a community where Kinsella has deep roots. The recent crime has them spooked. They've owned properties for several years near Lee Street and Seminary Avenue, a few blocks west of Illinois Wesleyan University. But Kinsella says that area has turned into a powder keg in the last 6 months. Trevante Kirkwood was shot and killed in the nearby 1300 block of North Oak Street last October. His death remains unsolved. Then on January 31st, shots rang out in the 1400 block of North Lee, striking a residence. Gerard says they're in a position to buy some more properties, and they believe in Bloomington, but they're hesitant because of the crime. time.
That's kind of where we're at. Do we want to keep investing? How do we want to invest? And where do we want to invest? And so those are all question marks.
Kinsella says it's tough to get calls from tenants worried about their safety. One tenant, to whom she vouched for the safety of the neighborhood, recently put up Ring security cameras.
It is so discouraging for us because we want to give a good product, and we, of course, want them to be safe. We work so hard on doing the work ourselves, and we take a lot of pride in our work. It is just very disheartening, let's put it that way.
Kinsella spoke to Bloomington Alderman about gun violence during public comment at a February City Council meeting. She wants to see more of a response from Mayor Terry Renner and Alderman.
If the police need more resources, then maybe that's something that the City Council could investigate and the city manager. I think we need to revisit just public safety and make that a priority. I think that's kind of drifted.
Bloomington Police Chief Clay Wheeler recently delivered his department's 2018 crime stats to the City Council, showing a 9% overall decline in crime from 2017. He says the reasons for that decline included use of data-driven responses to high-crime areas and repeated call-for-service locations, plus systemic coordination of habitual adult and juvenile offenders. That 9% decline is in so-called UCR, or Uniform Crime Report Statistics. That's a broad collection of crimes that range in seriousness from theft to sexual assault and homicide. The value of UCR stats is limited because it only tallies crimes that are known to police, according to Janet Lauritsen, the University of Missouri-St. Louis expert in crime data. She says criminologists typically don't look at total crime counts like the 9% decline reported by BPD.
But we would never use the total count because it's vastly dominated by larcenies. And the less serious a crime is, the more prevalent it is, typically. So those total counts are dominated by the least serious events and therefore masking important trends that you would want to look at or changes in other crime categories.
In his March 11th presentation to aldermen, Clay Wheeler acknowledged the disconnect between long-term crime data trends and the public perception of crime.
However, we have suffered great loss as a community due to the number of homicides. Nothing I can say or will say diminishes the loss felt by the family and friends. It is also important for me to acknowledge that any reduction in overall crime numbers does not lessen the impact on individuals who have been a victim of crime or felt fearful due to a crime occurring in their neighborhoods.
Another factor in public perception about crime is the way that police departments themselves communicate. Today, the Bloomington Police Department routinely shares reports of shots fired, shootings, armed robberies on its Facebook page, reaching tens of thousands of residents who may then share that post with their own friends. Media outlets like GLT report on those incidents, too. It's a big difference from 15 years ago when it was easier for someone to miss a radio newscast or not read the paper, simply not hear about something. That's according to Bloomington Police Public Information Officer John Furman.
It's kind of a double-edged sword that we want to be transparent, but that comes with a cost.
Chief Wheeler has said he hopes 2018 is an outlier for gun violence. There have been at least 7 gunfire incidents so far in 2019 in many different parts of the city and often in broad daylight. One even happened as Chief Wheeler was delivering his crime stats report to the Bloomington City Council. Bloomington saw 15 verified shots fired reports last year. So with that rise in 2019, here's John Furman.
15 verified, that's just from my experience, 15 is an extremely low number. The verified shots fired is extremely, extremely low. We'll probably be over that, I'm assuming, especially once the summer comes.
Bloomington Police goals for 2019 include a continued focus on reducing violent street-level gun and gang crimes. To that end, John Furman says they're in the grassroots stage of a new initiative to better inform officers about what social services are available, particularly for youths. With around 240 different community resources available, that fragmentation can make it hard for police to know who to call. If someone they encounter has transportation needs, or a kid needs a coat, or it's something more serious.
We just can't connect the dots. It's hard. There's a couple organizations that do their thing, and we may not be communicating with them because we don't know what they do, and same with the other organizations. So we just need to try to connect the dots, and it'll be way more efficient. And that's a huge thing that we've noticed, that not just us, but everybody, is that we need to work more together. And that's something that we want to try to pick out, 5 to 10 things that we can do as a police department to try to make it better.
That's Bloomington Police Department Public Information Officer John Furman speaking with GLT's Ryan Denham. You can see an interactive map tracking gunfire incidents in Bloomington in 2019 at wglt.org.